Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
Hey, it's been a long week, but we are here. We are back. Those weekend golf guys, John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith at the Plain and Simple Golf School in Columbus, Indiana, the golf cave, the warm confines thereof.
I'm sick of being cold.
I am too.
I'm looking out the window right now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at snow and ice.
Yeah.
On a beautiful golf course.
Yeah.
And, you know, every winter I sit and look through these windows at this beautiful place and I go, oh, when's it going to be warm and green?
Yeah.
When?
The answer always is not soon enough.
Not soon enough. That's right. So I'm looking at flagpoles right now and I'm looking at ice, not only on the flagpole, but on the base of the flag itself. Not the end of it that's whipping around in the breeze. That's been long snapped off of there, but the base of the flag is still pretty frozen solid.
Yeah. But, you know, in getting ready for the PGA show, I'm getting all kinds of phone calls from companies and PR agencies in Florida, and they're always like, what's the weather like up there? It's like, don't ask. What, are you just trying to rub it in or what? So if you're a PR agency in New York, you can ask that question because it's probably better than there. But if you're in Florida, don't rub it in. ThoseWeekendGolfGuys.com or even Facebook.com/GolfGuys or at WKND Golf Guys, which is the Twitter, what is it, officially a Twitter handle? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, handles.
Those are all ways to effectively get through to us and communicate a problem that you would like to have fixed by the omniscient, omnipresent Jeff Smith.
Like, I like to have fun with that.
Like Terry in Tyler, Texas. Toe shot Terry.
Toe shot Terry, because Terry's been complaining. He's been topping it, and he's got some toe shots. So the first thing I sit there and think about this, how much time we got to talk about Terry in Texas? We got a little while?
We got a little while.
Terry sends me this note and says that he's routinely topping it and hitting it off the toe. And the first thing I think about is most likely Terry's probably overextended, meaning that he's probably got his arms sticking way out. You know, we've all seen the human tripod at address, right? Where he's leaning his chest out over his toes, and his arms are sticking out. You know, the upper arm looks like it's coming down at a 45-degree angle all the way into the ground.
Uh-huh.
He can't maintain that posture. As soon as you take, you know, one leg away from a tripod, the darn thing falls over, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, so my first hunch, because Terry hasn't sent me any video yet. So, Terry, in case you're hearing this, first thing when I hear somebody topping it and toeing it a lot, first thing I want to do, I want to make sure that your posture is in pretty good shape. So let's talk about how to get there. Imagine you holding a club in your hands and you're standing erect. Your spine is straight up and down, and then the club is essentially at a 90-degree angle to your spine, so it's effectively sticking straight out of your belly button. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and get just a tiny amount of flex in the legs, and then tilt forward from the hips until that club hits the ground. You will then be in an athletic posture that you're not stretched out. So let's make sure that you tip from the hip until that club hits the ground. And if your knees are slightly flexed, you should be in a very balanced position and you should not be reaching out very far. So you should get away from the club swinging around you and then to the left. By the time you come in contact, there'd be the toe shots. And then the top shots where your arms are fully extended but your spine's not as tilted down at the time as you may want it. So I'll bet you that you're just standing a little bit too far from your club. And if you follow that simple tip on how to get yourself in more athletic posture and your arms will hang down a little bit more freely from your body, I'll bet you that you get more solid in the middle of the face. But I still want to see a video.
That's right.
So send it to me because, you know, I'm right now at a loss. You know, I'm talking to you over the radio airwaves, but I don't have a video, so I want to make sure that I get to see what it is, because it could be something completely different than what I just mentioned, or I may have gotten lucky.
Because Jeff is omniscient, but not psychic.
Psychic is not spelled with an O.
No.
So, because I'm omnipresent, apparently.
You are omnipresent.
Because he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
And omniscient.
And omniscient.
Those are O words.
They are O words.
So give me some some video, and I'll see how omniscient I really am.
As in, oh, no, he got it wrong. A lot of times, though, topping it is also an element or a result of lifting your head up prematurely, is it not?
Not your head. Your spine, sure.
Well, I mean, if you look up, the whole thing moves. Because you're.
You can talk about heads all you want, but I'm not going to say that. Because I know that if you raise your chest up, you could top it.
Okay.
Or if you lifted your arms up, you could top it. But I could stand there and put a club on the ground and raise just my head and lower it, and my club would not move. So my head alone is not the issue.
Oh, might somebody's bucking for a raise. Mr. Mark's in there shaking his head up and down. Yeah. How would you know?
Well, that made sense.
I've seen you play.
You know, that whole keep your head down thing, I would love to address that. Tell me when we got plenty of time, because I can go on about that one. It's fun.
Okay. Write that down, Mr. Mark.
It's fun.
That whole keeping your head down thing.
Right. Let's start with that keeping your head down nonsense.
We got a hooey in it, Jeff.
Yeah. Hooey's a good word. Hooey's a good word for radio.
Hooey. We're going to use the word schlep a little later, too. Another good word. We're going to talk to a guy, and we're getting everything all fired up over here and hope that the radio station guys have paid the phone bill, because we're going to talk to some guy in Dublin, Ireland here.
Oops.
Tony Judge from Clubs for Hire. Is it Clubs Too Hire or Clubs for Hire? It's Club Too Hire.
And, Clubs Too Hire. Yep.
It's a great idea. It's one of those you're going to hear what he did and you're going to go, I wish I had thought of that. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about that whole moving your head, hooey. Coming up next when we come back. We are those weekend golf guys, powered by Golf Talk America. Don't you move.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-553-0803 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Hey, Jeff, I got to come to you, man. I need some help. Out playing golf last weekend, four of us, at least two of them, outdrove me on a regular occasion.
To pick up your club head speed, you know, I have found these training aids that are just the world's best thing I've ever seen. Super Speed Golf has some training aid sticks, and they've got this beautiful training program that goes with them that you can get online. My clients have picked up a lot of club head speed and a lot of distance in a relatively short period of time. I'm more impressed with this than I am with anything else that I've ever seen on the market to make people swing their club faster. And we all know that's what, you know, one of the big factors in producing distance.
That's right. Faster equals longer. That's what I'm looking for, man. Longer.
That's right.
By being faster. Super Speed. What's the website? Where do I go?
Superspeedgolf.com. Go to superspeedgolf.com. Pick up some of these sticks. Go through their training program. It is eye-popping how much distance you'll pick up.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-329-2708. Again, that's 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708.
Hey, we are those Weekend Golf Guys, and we are back again. Thanks for hanging with us, John Ashton, Jeff Smith, and you, a motley crew at best. Again, you want to hang out for the end of the show coming up in about 20, 25 minutes or so. Tony Judge from Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, who's a fun guy just to listen to. I love people with Irish accents.
That's why John invited him on the show, just so he could listen to
just
it.
Just to hear him talk. It's as fun to listen to him talk as
a nightclub shtick. He's trying to become an Irish guy at the bar.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a great technique, man. They think you're a foreigner and they'll never run into you again. Mm-mm.
And then they give you a bunch of free drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
They go, just for you, here's a Guinness. Yuck, I hate that stuff.
It's terrible.
If I want to drink motor oil, I'll order a motor oil. But anyhow, yeah, anything, any beer that actually Spoon will stand up in, it's just a little too strong for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, call me a wimp if you want to.
How about the one that dissolves the spoon? That's the one I'm worried about. Spoon stands up in there, and then all of a sudden it starts to disintegrate. Oops.
Made with water from Love Canal. And so many of us are way too young to even understand what the heck I'm talking about there. Listen, we're going to talk about, as alluded to in the previous segment, holding your head still, Hooey.
No, you said keeping it down.
Keeping your head down. That's right. Keeping it down is not it. Keeping it still is what you want to.
And Hooey is the clean version of the word we normally use for that. That's the radio edit version.
It is the radio edit, Hooey. But still, I mean, if I'm sitting here with my irons and I do not maintain eye contact with the ball and watch the club strike the ball, but move my head up to watch the inevitable beautiful flight of that ball prior to actually hitting it, I'm going to top that ball.
Sure.
And I'm not going to be happy about it. So that's what I was referring to when I said when you lift your head
up. So you have just made a clear language distinction, which you're very good at because you're a radio guy.
Yeah. I use words for a living.
Use the English language.
Yeah.
You actually made a clear distinction between actually keeping your eyes on the golf ball and actually keeping your head down.
Right.
So let's talk about the difference in those two things.
Let's do that.
Because the people who think they're supposed to actually keep their head down, vertically tilt it downward, you know, from the top of their spine, they're ruining a couple of things. One of them is their motion. Because you just took what's at one end of your spine and kinked it a little bit. Imagine, you know, if you're going to try to rotate in your golf swing, you know, you're going to swing and you're going to turn your shoulders back and then turn them through toward the target. And that's like 6 inches below the head.
Yeah.
And then you try to keep the head and tilt it down. If you're going to have all that motion that you really, you know, need in your golf swing, what are you going to do? Blow a disc out of the neck?
Yeah, your chin.
What's going on there?
At best, your chin will get in the way.
Right. So what happens is it restricts the motion of turning. Here's the thought is that people are thinking they have to keep it down and down and down. And the truth is that half the time it takes their posture down and down and down because they're trying to, say, get their head as close to the ground as possible. You know, kind of like that kid that's taking a test. And you see him and he's trying, like his head is getting closer and closer and closer to the desk and the paper. It does that with your posture. And can you imagine, let's just say you're a 6 foot guy.
Okay.
I know you're not, John, but let's say you are. Let's give you a little extra posture.
I appreciate
extra
that.
Height today. And then all of a sudden you try to say, let's use the word compress, you know, by tilting over, you're getting yourself lower to the ground. At some point you become too compressed. And then you try to rotate. Can you imagine? Just take your hands, one on top of the other, and kind of do the thing in the air where your left hand's on the bottom, your right hand's on the top, and move them closer together and now twist. That's kind of like trying to juice an orange, isn't it?
If you say so.
You know, push down and twist at the same time.
I'm not an orange juicer. I'll go with that, though. Yeah.
We get that. We're trying to squash our body down and rotate it all at the same time, and yet that's not very athletic. Our bodies don't work well when they're compressed. Okay. They work well when they're all set up athletically with some space to move. What we want is we want a taller posture. Not saying it's erect, but I'm saying it's going to be pretty tall. And then at the top of it, we're going to be looking for that to be in line with the rest of our spine, like we are when we're standing up and we're looking forward. We don't tuck our chins down and then look down, and we don't walk around life like that. It would be awkward, and we'd have a stiff neck.
It would be.
But it's a motion thing.
I got you.
Now, conceptually, people have been talking about this for a long time. Got to keep your head down, got to keep your head down, got to keep your head down. And you know what they say every time that they hit a poor shot? I lifted my head. I looked up.
Yep.
Right, because they have this conceptual belief that you're supposed to do that. And so therefore, when they hit a poor shot in terms of poor contact, they instantly reach into their back pocket or somewhere near their back pocket, actually, and pull out this idea that they had.
I pull out a second ball. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's just where you're pulling it out of, John. That's all I'm saying. It's location. Okay. And their idea is, oh, I must have lifted my head. Therefore, the next swing, they will be keeping it even lower.
Well,
next thing you know, they're not hitting very good golf shots at all. They're landing, they're sticking the club in the ground behind it because they're too squashed over.
Yeah, well, done that, man, and that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts. But when I say lift up, I'm not talking about vertically lifting my head up. I'm talking about, like I said,
turning it to look at the target
prior, you know, prematurely.
And then you're not looking at the golf ball with your eyes, and that makes it kind of hard.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like, where'd it go?
Except for the group of golfers that's out there that never sees it to begin with, the Blind Golfers Association, they don't have that problem.
They haven't the problem because that's a whole other can of worms we can get to. Hey, one of the things I want to talk about coming back in just a very few seconds, I want to talk about wind. When it becomes important and how to figure out just what the heck is going on, because I've got a story I have to relate to you. And everybody else, too, you're welcome to listen to the story. And if you want to chime in and give me your opinion, because sometimes, you know, it could be as good as Jeff's. You can get to us at WKND Golf Guys on Twitter, Facebook.com/Golf Guys, or whatever. Do hang out with us, though, because we will be right back. Don't you move.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-553-0803 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-329-2708. Again, that's 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jeff, you've seen me miss. Good news is I didn't three putt but one green on my last round, but I'm still missing by an inch or two left or right. Man, I need some help. What do you got? Teach me, buddy.
You know, I'll tell you what. The first thing that I do with all my clinics when we're working on putting, I break out the putting stroke teacher every single time. We put this thing on. Their forearms are lined up. Their putter face is lined up in the same place. It's the straightest putt you'll ever hit. It's unbelievable. And then I'll teach you how to aim after that. But you go get it, the putting stroke teacher, tpsteacher.com. Go get one. Cheap and effective.
I like that. Gotta love it. Cheap and effective.
You're not kidding. This thing is absolutely one of the best things I've ever seen.
And it's easy to understand?
Absolutely. Strap it onto your putter and go.
Don't need you standing over me to tell me how to use it.
No, you don't want me barking at you anyway.
Open up the box.
TPSteacher.com.
Make it work. TPSteacher.com. And we're back. John Ashton, Jeff Smith, I in studio, he in the golf cave. Together, those weekend golf guys. You know who you are, hopefully. And you are here with us, and we appreciate you being here with us. ThoseWeekendGolfGuys.com, Facebook.com/GolfGuys, or you can follow along on Twitter at WKNDGolfGuys. We always appreciate your input. Anytime you've got anything to say, we'd love to hear you.
Say it so John stops talking. I mean, really, aren't you guys sick of just listening to us all the time? Good Lord. Give us some of your stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Jeff will make fun of you.
I can do that.
You can do that very well. And think how famous you'll be around the club. Say, hey, did you hear Jeff Smith called me? Whatever. Listen, I want to talk about wind. I want to talk about wind. Because I have been, you know, studying intensely your tutelage, your intense tutelage.
You're going meteorology on me, aren't you?
And I have now the ability to hit my driver not only strong and straight, but more or less where I aim it.
Ooh, you are the man.
Which is a very nice feeling. And if you, you know, sit there at your tee shot, wondering where it's going to go, hoping it goes where you can hit a nice second shot, get in touch with Jeff, because he can talk you into the ability to actually sit there and know, within a slight margin of error, where that ball is going to wind up. So, I'm on the ninth tee. I'm having a good day. I have not missed a fairway with my driver. I'm feeling it. And there's about a 20 to 25 mile an hour wind moving from my right to left at a 45 degree angle. I'm on a fairway that slightly doglegs to the left. And I'm thinking,
is it a 25 degree angle or 25 degrees coming into you or going away from you?
Going away from me.
Oh, wow. It's a hook wind.
It's a hook wind. And it's a hook dogleg.
Ooh.
And I'm going, this is perfect. So rather than aiming for the middle of the fairway where I normally would, I aimed for the out-of-bounds stake on the right-hand side.
You aimed out-of-bounds?
I did. The out-of-bounds stake was maybe 5 yards from the edge of the fairway, okay?
Wait a minute. Time out. What golf course puts an out-of-bounds stake 5 yards from the edge of the fairway?
Okay, I misspoke.
It's not
an out-of-bounds stake. It was a yardage marker.
Okay, good. Because now I'm not going to jump at you for aiming it out-of-bounds either.
I was aiming at the yardage marker, which, of course, is placed in the rough.
I think you were sensing where that was going.
Yes, it was, and reaction. I didn't want to get yelled at. We don't have time for this.
So all of a sudden, it's a 150-yard stake because it's white, too.
It's white, too. That's where I was aiming. Okay. I always get those confused, man. All right, so anyhow, back to where we were before I was so rudely interrupted. So anyhow, I take dead aim at it. I hit a very beautiful shot just as the wind stopped.
Oh, I love it.
And it went.
Play in the wind and it doesn't happen.
And it went exactly where I hit it. Now, of course.
Well, nice to know you can hit a linear shot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Now, of course, I was in the rough, but, you know, I had a pitching wedge into the green, put it on the green, nonetheless, even though I was not in the short grass.
Driver wedge?
Yeah.
Not only are you nuking your driver, but you're now nuking wedges, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about
you,
100.
You, sir, have really studied hard.
With a 135-yard pitching wedge.
How about that?
Yeah, and stuck the green when it hit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was riding the wind a little bit, but still.
It was still.
It went where I thought it was going to go. And I, you know, and it hasn't been that long, man. I still surprise the heck out of myself when that happens. It's like, whoa, that went right where I was aiming. It is such a good feeling, though, people. You've got to try it, okay? You've got to try it. But I guess the question is, when do you ignore wind? When do you take wind into consideration? How do you learn to trust it or ignore it or what? Because it's always there.
Yeah, it is always there. Let's define this per striker of the ball, for example. Let's just put you in the perspective of you're a guy whose ball floats in the air a lot.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have a whole different view of how you're going to play golf in the wind than somebody whose ball is high and piercing or somebody who's lower and piercing.
Okay.
Because those people won't be affected by a crosswind so much.
Okay.
But the people who hit floaters, look out.
Okay.
You've got some trouble.
Why do I hit a floater?
A lot of people will hit a floater because of excessive spin, and they launch the ball high to begin with, and it's spinning a lot.
Okay. Because so, I do launch the ball very high.
Yeah.
Is that
bad? So what we'd have to do, depending on how it gets there and how high it really gets.
Okay.
It's really, if you were on a windless day, mm-hmm. relatively calm day, and you hit a high launching shot, and it was, oh, say, high and piercing, not just floating. You just kind of watched its trajectory, and it didn't just hang in the air for a long time. It went up high, and then it went high and pierced out farther. That kind of a trajectory right there is really pretty nice. But the ones that just kind of shoot up in the air and spin and float around and then they land softly and they just drop down like a bag of hammers, uh-huh. you know, boom, and they just, that's it. Those are the ones that are spinning a little too much. That could be a ball position issue. Could be an angle of attack caused by a different ball position issue. It could be how you're uncocking your wrist at the bottom. You know, the regular golfer terminology would be release mm-hmm. at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be where you hit it on the club face. It's very possible for you to be coming in a little bit steeply when the ball's sitting up in a fluffy lie and you hit the ball higher up on the face and it just floats up in the air. It goes up on the same kind of angle, but it's just really a softly struck shot that's really going to get pushed around a lot by the wind. So I think that playing and having a conversation with a student into when we're talking about playing golf in the wind, we really have to talk about how to control the ball up and down as well as how hard you're hitting it. So I'll have to take a player who hits it where it's floating and the wind can push it around a little bit if they want to get to be a better player. I have to have them hitting it more crisply and with a little less loft and usually a little less steep of an angle. Usually I'm trying to get them to be a little bit more shallow coming into the ball, and they usually strike the ball and it does not spin too much and float up in the air, and the wind won't mess with it as much. It'll pierce a little bit more.
Huh.
So
here I was feeling so good about myself. Now you just totally bummed me out.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, but you ask about wind, and wind doesn't affect everybody the same.
That's your job though, man.
How about the guys that are out, you know, like later in the show, we're going to have a guy on from Ireland. You know?
In fact,
how about these guys?
Who have wind all the time.
They got the wind all the time. You know, if they have a calm day, it's a two-club win for us. That's calm to them.
Yeah, we have a golf course here in town that's a links-style course on a high elevation. And I swear, man, that the wind is, no matter where anywhere else in town it is, it's 25-mile-an-hour wind at that course, and it's always in your face, no matter where you're facing.
Yeah, well, that's pretty close to a links-style golf course.
Well, I'm going to go look up how to hit a ball high and crisp. You're going to hang out, and we will be back with the aforementioned Tony Judge from Dublin, Ireland. Great idea. Again, it's clubs to hire, and this guy is going to tell you what he's doing, and it's so simple, you're going to go, oh, I wish I had thought of that.
Yep, you will.
Jeff and I have already wrung our hands and gnashed our teeth and done much wailing about it ourselves. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. We're powered by Golf Talk America, and we will be right back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-376-2829. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-376-2829. That's 877-376-2829.
Now there's a martini that improves your driving. The new Martini Golf Tee actually gives you longer, straighter drives compared to old-fashioned wood tees. It's virtually unbreakable, made in the USA, and conforms with USGA rules. Get yours today at martinigolftees.com. So improve your driving with a martini. The Martini Golf Tee. Visit martinigolftees.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Operators are waiting at 800-554-4183 to take your call now. Call 800-554-4183. That's 800-554-4183. Again, 800-554-4183.
And welcome back. We are the Weekend Golf Guys, of course. John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave at Otter Creek. Tony Judge, I kid you not, in Dublin, Ireland. Tony, good evening to you, I think.
Hi, John.
I'm trying to do the math here. And welcome. Thanks for spending some time with us here on those Weekend Golf Guys. What's it like this very cold week in Ireland?
Not too bad, actually. It has been very wet over here, guys. We've had kind of the last 3 or 4 weeks of rain, so very wet, but mild today, and not too bad for January in Dublin. But the weather's been a bit whacked around. It's been usually it'd be cold this time of the year, but it's been mild and wet. Huh. So not great golfing weather, I'm afraid.
Well, better than cold.
But you guys are used to not great golfing weather. Come on, Tony.
You guys invented not great golfing weather. Come on.
We sure did.
Tell me, Tony, where's your local great place to play? What are you the closest to that some of us may have heard of?
Well, you've certainly heard of Portmarnock, which is about 3 miles from where I live. But I'm a member at Royal Dublin, which is another Lynx golf course, which is literally 2 minutes drive for me down the road. So I'm between Royal Dublin and Portmarnock. So two great Lynx golf courses. So
when you talk about golf courses in Ireland and Scotland and stuff, isn't saying a Lynx golf course redundant?
Well, we still refer to them as Lynx because they're right on the beach, you know.
I got you.
You know, we just differentiate a Lynx from a parkland, and that's how we kind of term it. But it's probably different in the U.S.
No, not much. You know, we've got our desert courses. We've got our parkland golf courses like the one I'm looking at right now. You know, we've got our Lynx golf courses up on Lake Michigan and a handful on the coast. And there's some people that try to build a Lynx-style golf course inland, but we just don't have the water. The style is similar.
Yeah. Well, we've got like 3,000 miles between oceans. There's a lot of Lynx courses in between that really aren't. But, you know, I figure if they plant tall, wild grass and cut down all the trees, it makes it a Lynx course. Loses a little bit in the translation. But
well, yeah. I think it's because when they build courses in America, they're trying to get you to come back to the clubhouse and spend more money after nine holes, as opposed to everybody else where it's just going out nine and coming back.
Well, you may be saying, why do we have Tony on other than the fact that it's fun to talk to somebody with a funky accent? Tony Judge has come up with one of those ideas that when you hear it, you're going to sit back and you're going to slap yourself upside the head and say, oh, I wish I had thought of that. Why don't you, in a nutshell, describe, Tony, what Clubs to Hire is all about?
Okay, John. Well, it's pretty much what it says in the name. Clubs to Hire is what we do. We I suppose, in simple terms, we're the Hertz or the Avis of the golf industry. That when golfers are going on a golfing trip, they hire or they rent their set rather than bringing their own with them. And it's a fairly simple process. They just go onto the website, clubstohire.com, put in the location that they're going to. So let's say they're heading up to Vegas or Scottsdale or Orlando, where we have some bases in the US. They put in their dates, pick the set of golf clubs that they want. We offer the latest TaylorMades and Callaways, and we charge $80 a week for the set, and that includes delivery into your hotel or to meet you at the airport. And it's as simple as that. It's a service to make golf travel that much easier for the traveling golfer, and knowing that he's going to get a top of the range set when he gets to his location. So that's what we do.
And don't have to worry about the airline losing them or throwing them out of the baggage compartment at 30,000 feet or whatever it is they do.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that
thing. Yeah.
You know, I knew you were coming on, and I had gone to your website, and I'd seen it, and I've seen the places that you've got it, and I've already recommended it to I travel with a band of clowns that act like they're going to play golf. They show up at golf courses, and they spend about 5 hours there. And at some point, it resembles golf, but I have I've recommended it to them because they tend to lose an awful lot of things. And I'm sure that you're fully insured so that when people lose your clubs.
Yeah, kind of.
Or now, is that a rider you have to take out like you do with a car, you know, $9 a day for the insurance?
Yeah, well, no, we do offer insurance. We actually charge $7 for a week.
Okay.
It's $1 a day. So it's good value, you know, and it protects the golfer.
So this is not only an alternative to, you know, some of the other people who have tried to combat the whole idea of schlepping a large, heavy golf bag through an airport, paying extra for the airline to fly it to your destination, and then waiting for what seems to be an interminably long time in the oversized baggage claim area of every airport in the world, which is usually tucked at the farthest extremity of the airport. Now you've got the folks who will ship your golf clubs for you, pick them up at your place, ship them to your destination. But that's even more expensive than what you're talking about for the convenience of getting off the plane, picking up your suitcase. Now, you have kiosks in airports, or are they elsewhere in the city?
We do, John. I mean, we have we've 27 locations worldwide at the moment. Mm-hmm. And some of the ones, the bigger ones in Europe, which are established for over 5 years, we have physical shops in the airport where you can walk in and collect your clubs.
Okay.
And the big ones will be Malaga in Spain, Faro in Portugal. So they, you know, we'd service like tens of thousands of sets out of those shops. They're pretty busy locations.
Ooh.
In the US, for your listeners, for example, say Orlando will be one of our locations there. When you book the set, what I call our representative in that location in Orlando writes to you and says, John, I see you're coming in on the 10th of February. Would you like me to meet you at the airport, or do you want me to deliver to your hotel? You then just confirm with them, yeah, I'm staying at such and such a hotel. Would you drop them at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning? I'm playing at 1 o'clock. And that's exactly what he does. And then he'll come back a week or 5 days later, whatever it is you've agreed on the booking, and he'll collect the clubs. And that's all included in the price of $80.
$80.
That's fantastic, John. We know what you're doing for your trip to Orlando coming up at the PGA show.
Oh yeah, I no longer need that carry bag I asked to borrow.
That's
right. I'm just going to rent some clubs from Tony.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the same thing that I'm going to do too, because I'm not because, John, I love the word you used, schlep. I'm not schlepping my clubs anymore.
No, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Well, the two places that I get on a plane to travel to take my golf clubs are now covered by clubs to hire because the Vegas trip and the Orlando trip,
exactly,
they're covered. I don't have to schlep my clubs. I can one bag it and be happy.
And later on in the year when we take some listeners to Myrtle Beach, hopefully Tony will have his operation up and going in Myrtle Beach by that time, and we'll be able to do that there too. Now, for the interests of people who are listening who may have a bit of a business sense about them, is this a fully wholly owned company kind of location, or do you do like joint venture franchises? Can somebody at Myrtle Beach get in touch and say, hey, Tony, I want to be the man here. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'll tell you where we are, John. We own every location that we service with the exception of maybe a couple. But for example, what we'll do in Myrtle Beach, and we haven't done a deal yet, but I'm down in a few weeks' time to set up Myrtle Beach and put some sets there and get a local representative to represent us. And we have looked at the franchise option, and we may well consider going down that road into other locations in the US. But typically what we'll do is we'll come in, we'll do a deal with a local operator in Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. We'll put 20, 30, 50 sets into that location, all brand new Callaways or TaylorMades. So it's the absolute latest product that, you know, the listeners get when they arrive in. So, you know, they'll be using the OR15 TaylorMades or the, you know, the latest XOR series from Callaway. So the client gets the opportunity to use the latest clubs to market. But yeah, we will find a person in that market and appoint them, and then they service the clients when they arrive into town.
Wow. And I mean, it's just, like I said, it's one of those, I wish I had thought of that kind of ideas.
I wish you had too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get that a lot. We get a lot of people saying, oh God, such a simple idea. But we work so hard at it, you know, week in, work week out. We're very service orientated. We make sure that the equipment is the best that we can make it. We keep it in good shape. The bags are nice, light carry bags. So, you know, the golfer can either carry it, or he can put it on the back of the buggy, or he can put it on a trolley, whatever he wants. So, you know, we try and think of everything. And, you know, that has happened over the last 5.5 years since we opened up. And, you know, we're still learning. You know, we listen hard to the customers. And, you know, the U.S. is a new market for us. We only opened there in the third quarter 2015. So, you know, we're just trying to repeat what we did in Europe. We've had good success in Europe, and we're just trying to repeat that into the U.S.
Well, it sounds like a great idea to me. Tony, why don't you hang out with us for a little bit, and we'll just talk about, you know, golf in Ireland and U.K. in general and Europe. And since you come over here a lot, you do some comparisons for us for some of us who have never gotten any farther than 12-mile limit on the Atlantic Ocean. We are those weekend golf guys. We got Tony coming back. We got Jeff coming back. I'll try to hang out. And why don't you come back, too? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-554-4183 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-554-4183 to take your call now. Call 800-554-4183. That's 800-554-4183. Again, 800-554-4183.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-329-2708. Again, that's 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708.
Jeff, you've seen me miss. Good news is I didn't three putt but one green my last round, but I'm still missing by an inch or two left or right. Man, I need some help. What do you got? Teach me, buddy.
You know, I'll tell you what. The first thing that I do with all my clinics when we're working on putting, I break out the putting stroke teacher every single time. We put this thing on. Their forearms are lined up. Their putter face is lined up in the same place. It's the straightest putt you'll ever hit. It's unbelievable. And then I'll teach you how to aim after that. But you go get it, the putting stroke teacher, tpsteacher.com. Go get one. Cheap and effective.
I like that. Love it. Cheap and effective.
You're not kidding. This thing is absolutely one of the best things I've ever seen.
And it's easy to understand?
Absolutely. Strap it onto your putter and go.
Don't need you standing over me to tell me how to use it.
No, you don't want me barking at you anyway.
Open up the box.
TPSteacher.com.
Make it work. TPSteacher.com. Back again, those weekend golf guys. That would be me, John Ashton, along with Jeff Smith from the golf cave at Otter Creek, plain and simple golf school. That would be he. Tony Judge with Clubs to Hire is with us on the line direct from Dublin, as it says on our Skype feed, Dublin, Ireland, Republic of. And again, welcome, Tony. Thanks for staying up late with us because, it's, about a 6-7 hour difference over there now?
I think we're 5 hours ahead of you guys.
No, that's not bad at all. But you're far enough north where it gets dark late even in the wintertime, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it gets dark kind of 10 p.m. at nighttime over here in the summer. And
that's kind of early.
Yeah, okay.
Just play golf all day and all night.
Yeah. So now, you were saying earlier that as you're a member of Royal Dublin Golf Course, and are these courses as old as the names make them sound?
Yeah, I mean, Royal Dublin was founded in 1885, so, it's over 125 years old. I think it celebrated its 125th there a year or two ago, whatever, 1885, yeah. So, yeah, they are pretty old. I mean, Royal Dublin is, will be certainly one of the oldest in the country. Yeah, so it goes back quite a while, probably not as old as some of the Scottish golf courses, but not far off it, So, yeah, they've been around a while.
Yeah,
I think the old course is certainly pretty darn old, and I think the new course is also pretty darn old. And I know that Royal Dornoch, they're celebrating their 400th anniversary of golf at Dornoch this summer. Yeah, I'm going to be there for that week. It's going to be pretty exciting. But
what, have you asked for the time off yet? This is the first I've heard of it.
I know. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Heading over there for another tournament going on over there. We're going to go.
Okay, well, you're going to have to use Tony's thing. Do you have any outlets in Scotland, Tony? Because British Airways lost his golf clubs the last time he went over there to play.
All of ours, Tony. It was brutal. We landed in Heathrow. So did our luggage, and then we had a 5-hour layover. British Airways didn't manage to marry us up with our own luggage and golf clubs, and so we were on a 9-day trip, and we had 9 days of none of our own stuff. So we spent a lot of money, and we were pretty darn irritated. Had to use rental clubs that were substandard. So it was less than the fun experience than we had thought it was going to be.
Yeah, because that's what
challenging.
That's what happens at most golf courses when you go to rent clubs. You get you get a collection of what people have lost. You know, it's kind of a ragtag. Let's just, you know, mix and match, put this together with that, put it in a bag, and here you go. It's not really the latest and the greatest stuff, nor are they matched sets, which I suppose yours are they not?
Yeah, you get the odd golf course that will invest into decent quality infantry, and, you know, they pride themselves on it. But by and large, most of the golf courses, it's not key to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
The pro might have three or four, maybe six sets of decent clubs. And then after that, it's, you know, it's kind of Heinz 57. There could be anything in there. So
Right. It's
and that has given, I suppose, the rental idea a bad name. And that's where we saw a gap in the market. We said, look, if we can do this thing at a reasonable price and give people really good product, I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, a ton of our clients actually just rent the set to, you know, when they go down to these different locations to trial the brand new set and see, you know, it's a little bit of a testing, you know, testing before I buy them kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
So it's a great opportunity, yeah, to try out the new kit. I mean, you asked me a question, are we in Scotland? We are. We're in Edinburgh. And we've just done a deal actually this week where we're going to open up in Glasgow and in Prestwick. So, you know, we're going to be servicing the three kind of hubs into Scotland. We've been in Edinburgh for about 4 years. And last year we were jammed over there because the Open was on.
Mm-hmm.
In that area,
yeah.
And we were extremely busy. So, you know, look, it's so, you know, irritating when you do travel like that. And Jeff, I sympathize. It's happened to me numerous times. Clubs go to the wrong airport and you don't have them and you end up having to rent and do things. But that's, you know, that's part and parcel of what we're trying to look after, to just, you know, leave the clubs at home, come over, try a new set and see how you get on. And most people have a positive experience. Of course. And it also gives you the excuse, if you don't play well, just blame the golf clubs.
That's right. There, so. It's new clubs. I haven't had a chance to get used to them. So that's
exactly. Yeah.
To your point, though, Tony, I mean, I think it would behoove the manufacturers to make sure that you had their stuff, too, because, you know, I've got a set of pings that I play. But if I go to Orlando in 2 weeks and rent a set because I have one very important round of golf I need to play when I get down there, and I'm playing with TaylorMade, and I do well, well, I'm going to rethink the set I have at home brand-wise when it comes time to buy a new set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, I've great advertising for the companies.
It is, and, you know, I talked to the guys at, you know, TaylorMade and Callaway are our two lead suppliers, and the amount of people, you know, and I'm not just saying this, the amount of people that actually email us back saying, oh, my God, I played with, you know, whatever it was, you know, set 2 weeks ago on my holiday, can I buy that set from you? They actually come on trying to buy the rental set that they used, and we don't sell them, but we're going to get into that business where we're going to start selling the secondhand sets during this year. But, you know, it can sway you. If you have a good, mm-hmm. good couple of games when you're down in the sun playing in nice weather, it can sway you to go and buy that set, no doubt about it.
Well, okay, you know what's odd that you say that is, here it is that I had this rental set that was cobbled together by a golf shop in St. Andrews. Turns out that there was a club that was in that set that I thought, there's no way that I should be hitting this club that far into a brisk four-club wind. And it turns out it was at that time, it was the TaylorMade slider fairway wood, the 3-wood and the 5-wood.
Yeah.
And I hit both of those as good as I could ever hit it. And they were going, piercing the wind, as you know, there's tons of it there.
Yeah.
And they went farther and higher into the wind than I thought it was possible to hit. I came home and instantly tested those out and put them in my golf bag. I would have never touched them because I'm on staff with Titleist, and, you know, I've got a bag full of Titleist clubs, but not that week because they were hanging out in Heathrow Airport for 9 days.
Yeah.
We actually thought they went to Guam or someplace or India.
Yeah, so
I
had a friend who took cab to the airport in Atlanta and was met, you know, by the curbside baggage check-in guy. And the uh-huh. guy said, as he took his, said, let me check your luggage. And, sir, where are we going today? He said, well, I'm going to New York, but I want my bags to go to Miami. The guy said, we can't do that. He said, you did it last week. So anyhow, now let me ask you, just for a marketing standpoint, this is the first thing I would think of. Do you have a little wall or a little display case in the places where you do have kiosks and you know, storefront locations where you sell clubs and balls and, I mean, gloves and balls and tees and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I mean, the where we have a kiosk, they're almost like a shop.
Okay.
But we don't sell any apparel, so we don't do shirts or jumpers or that. So you can go in there, you can get your balls, tees, hats, gloves, sun cream, sunglasses, you know, anything what I'd call last minute stress items that you need on a golf trip. So, yeah, and we do that on the website. We you know, you can go on the website and buy balls and have all that stuff in the golf bag when you arrive. So you can pretty much arrive into a lot of our locations and just go pick up the set. And in some cases, we can even have hire shoes in there. So you can almost arrive into a location and be ready to go play golf.
It's such a great idea. Again, congratulations. And I'm really, really miffed that it was you and not I who thought of it. But man.
I'm sorry about that, Chuck.
That's all right. That's all right. This time we'll let it slide. But next time you get an idea, call me.
Yeah, right. Sure.
I'm sure you will. Yeah.
Call me so I can have a shit.
I'll buy you a beer in Orlando. How's that?
Yeah, are you going to be at the show? Going to be?
Yeah, yeah, coming over.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm over for 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Yeah. We will definitely. I like my beer cold. I hope that doesn't offend you any.
No, that's okay. Good. Sounds good.
All right. Now, Tony, it is clubstohire.com. Is that right for the website?
Yep. Yeah, that's it, and it's all on there. It's a very simple website and easy to navigate. As I said, the clients just need to pick what location they're going into, put in their dates, and what lists on the site is exactly what's available. It's a live booking engine, so what you see is exactly what you're going to get.
Okay,
so
great.
You pick, you know, whatever it is you pick, it's what's listed on the site. So there's no messing or fudging around. You get exactly what you ordered.
Cool. Well, I've been invited for the first time in 4 years now to the Tour Edge Multimedia Day, Multi-Manufacturer Media Day, playing at in Orlando at, what's his name, Jack Nicklaus's new course. So I'm going to need some nice clubs. So I will jump on that website as soon as I get home this afternoon and get it taken care of.
Yep, no problem.
Clubstohire.com.
Clubstohire.com. Tony Judge, thank you very much, sir. Good luck, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks down in Florida. And you hang out with us because we're going to see you, or at least pretend to see
to
you.
Here. I'm contractually obligated to stick around.
And don't you forget it either. Mm-hmm. And nowhere in that contract does it say you get a week to go play at Royal Durnock. But that's a conversation we can have off air. And we're going off air. Next week, you'll be back right here at this same place at this same time. And we're going to do another hour of some really interesting talk here. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Check us out, Facebook.com/golfguys. Or you can tweet us at WKND Golf Guys, or check us out online, thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Have a great week. And if you've got a temperature over 40, hey, don't waste it. Go play some golf. See you next week. Bye.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-553-0803 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-329-2708. Again, that's 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708. 800-329-2708.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.